الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون وما تنفقوا من شيء فإن الله به عليم. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, we are now commencing with the fourth para, with the fourth juz of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins this juz by saying, you will never attain righteousness, you will never attain piety until you expend from that which you love, until you expend from that which you hold dearly to yourselves. And then Allah says, وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ, whatever you spend, remember, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٍ, Allah is aware of it, Allah is knowledgeable, He knows it. Now in today's lesson, I will give you a few examples, and we will see the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, we will see the how enthusiastic they and the Salaf, our pious predecessors were, when it came to carrying out and fulfilling the commandments given to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they would carry out the commandments given to them in letter and in spirit. And we will see from the stories the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that when they heard this verse, that you will never attain piety until you spend from that which you love. We see subhanAllah, they came with the most precious of wealth to them. They came with what was most dearest to them. Allah said, until you expend from that which you love. Allah didn't say, until you spend all that you love. But subhanAllah, they brought things which were actually the most dearest to them. And the first story that we have in front of us is the story of Abu Talha al-Ansari radiallahu anhu. Abu Talha was from the Ansar living in Al-Madinatul Munawwara, and Abu Talha al-Ansari had this farm, a fruit farm, which was located right across Al-Masjid al-Nabawi. And on this fruit farm of his, Abu Talha radiallahu anhu had a well, and this well is called Bi'ruha or Bayraha. And Kana sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to also come into this farm, he would enter this farm, wa yashrabu min ma'in tayyibin, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would drink also from its pure water. So this well or this farm was the most precious of wealth that Abu Talha al-Ansari radiallahu anhu possessed. And he came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with this farm. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, you see this farm, I want to give it lillah. I want to give it in sadaqah for the pleasure of Allah. So one riwayah suggests that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that, oh Abu Talha, if you are giving it in the path of Allah, then give it to your family relatives. اجعلها في قرابتك. Who should you give it to? Give it to two of these Sahaba. They were from his family. اجعلها في حسان ابن ثابت وأبي بن كعب. Give it to Hassan رضي الله عنه and give it to Ubay bin Ka'b رضي الله عنه. And in the riwayah of Sahih al-Bukhari, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, give it في قرابتك, give it to your kitten kin and give it to your bani ammik, that is your cousins. And this is mentioned in Sahih Bukhari. So Abu Talha then gave that wealth. So when he heard this verse, subhanAllah, we see how they followed now, in letter and in spirit. He knew that I have to give something that I really love, and he went and gave the most precious of wealth to him. When we see another Sahabi, Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, the most precious of wealth, oh, what he loved the most was his Roman bondmaid, his Roman slave girl. And when he heard this verse, then he freed her for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's so many incidents. Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu anhu, he possessed one horse. The name of this horse was Sabal, and he loved this horse the most from all his wealth that he had. He brought this to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, Ya Rasulallah, I love this the most, and I want to expend it and give it in the path of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam took it, and then he said, he gave it to his son. He took this horse, and then he gave it to his son. So Sayyid radiallahu anhu felt a little disappointed that now this wealth is actually making its way back into his own home, because the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is now giving this horse to his son. So he was disappointed. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, don't worry Zayd, Allah already accepted that sadaqah that you have given. Allah already accepted that sadaqah that you have given. There's another incident from Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. SubhanAllah, listen to this. This is an interesting one. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz used to buy, kana yashtari a'dalam min sukkar. He used to buy a lot of, he used to buy huge amounts of sugar. And he would give sugar in sadaqah. So people would come to him and say, why don't you give the qima, the value of sugar in cash? Why don't you give the value, the qima of sugar in cash? Umar ibn Abdul Aziz said, no, Allah here instructed me that I spend from that which I love, and indeed I love sugar. So what I would do is I would give something that I love, and he would give this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us a tawfiq to expend from that which we really love. And remember, we learn from this verse also, we don't have to give all what we love. Allah says, حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ, until you spend from that which you love. In Ma'arif al-Quran it is mentioned, here we also understand moderation in spending. Moderation in spending. If somebody prefers to give all of his wealth, that's his prerogative, he may do so, he'll be rewarded for that. But look at the balance of deen. Allah says, expend that which you love. Allah didn't say expend all of it. And then Allah says, point number two to take here, وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ, whatever you spend, even if it be something small. What we understand from here is sincerity in your intention. If you are sincere in your intention, then of course, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ, Allah knows of it, means Allah is definitely going to reward you for that. So spend something small in the path of Allah. Allah is definitely going to reward you for that. One other verse in the Quran, and subhanAllah, Allah says, وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ. This is Allah's promise. Whatever you spend, so even if it be something very small in the path of Allah, most definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you something back in return. And this is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who can be more truthful in speech than Allah? وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَنَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.